This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to a session of sanity here for the evening. I'm Drum Senior Host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of fun stuff tonight. We haven't had Bill Federer hasn't been on the show in a while, and I took a classic about, you know, American exceptionalism, how great America is. I took a classic interview I did with him and kind of, you know, beefed it up a little bit and brought it in to tonight. I believe you guys will enjoy it. I really do. And if you don't enjoy it, I don't know what to tell you. There's like 2,800 other stations you can listen to. But I try to give you the stuff I believe that you guys will enjoy. I believe that you guys will learn from. And Bill, I mean, my God, you got to take notes with Bill. He goes a million miles an hour, and hop up on his website because there's so much going on there as well. And he has a clue. I love guys like him who actually, truly, honestly have a clue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then David Fisher will join us. You got to know about your money, what little money you have, if you're anything like me, right? And so in the third hour, David will join us there. And then somebody I haven't had on in a long time, Sal Polisa. Sal Polesi. I should know these names, right? You know what I'm saying? Sal Polesi joins me. Sal was, I talk a lot about the mafia and about how glamorous that the TV has made it. When it's not glamorous at all, man, it really isn't. They're a nasty group of people. Yeah, you stay out of their way, they stay out of your way, and they'll leave you alone. Right? But if you want to live your life, and it's something they don't like you're doing, and want you to do it a little different or do something for them, guess what? There's no happy there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and again, they'll kill their own if that's what they're called to do. Closest tie the mafia has. The people that they're the closest with, that they'll defend with their lives, are other mafia members. It might have changed now a little bit, but not much. Okay, you're closer to these guys than you are your own kids, your own family. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn pleaded guilty Friday. Oh, my God, Trump is... we got him. He got nothing. That's what they're screaming. Well, it's a bigger picture here. It's just the beginning of it. No, actually, it's not. You can keep coming after Trump with the stupid stuff. You know, I always say the same thing about... not that I'm putting Trump in the same category. Don't take it the wrong way. But... they went after Al Capone for years on crime. They went after him for all... anybody out there know what they eventually got him for? You're right. They got him for tax evasion. He's out there murdering people, doing all kinds of other stuff. The only thing we can get him on is tax evasion. Are we serious? So former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, he pleaded guilty Friday to making false statements to the FBI. How do you like that? It's part of a deal that involves his full cooperation with investigators. Court documents show that Flynn had acknowledged to investigators that at least two Trump transition members were involved in his outreach to the Russian officials, though he initially gave false statements about those discussions. The documents say that in late December 2016, Flynn called a senior transition officer identified as PTT to ask what to communicate to Russian ambassador about sanctions. And that official and Flynn discussed how they didn't want Russia to escalate the situation. Something Flynn immediately told the ambassador on the phone. Now, a source with full knowledge of the investigation told Fox News on Friday that PTT official named in the document is, in fact, KT McFarland. who was Flynn's deputy at the time and previously was a Fox News national security analyst. Excuse me. So, again, are we associating? See, we couldn't do it under the Obama administration. We couldn't use associations as a means of guilt. Right? Remember that? It wasn't the president. How do we know he gave the order? How do we know he was involved? Guaranteed they'll try to do it here. You watch. You watch the Democratic strategists, what they try to do. But I wouldn't let them get away with it. If I was pushing this, I wouldn't let them get away with it at all. The document also said that in mid-December, a very senior member of the Trump transition team directed Flynn to contact foreign governments, including Russia, over a United Nations vote regarding Israel settlements. Flynn, in turn, contacted the Russian ambassador. The Associated Press reports the very senior official was Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Now, a source with knowledge of the investigation, however, told Fox News that this was part of an effort involving several transition officials making numerous calls. The source claimed Kushner did not specifically direct Flynn to call Russia, though did get the ball rolling on the phone calls in general. President Trump himself also was said to be involved in directing outreach to other countries. A former senior intelligence officer with knowledge of Trump's transition activities told Fox News on Friday that then-President-elect Trump directed Flynn as well as McFarland during that period to contact the Russians. Now, let's understand here. After the elections, after everything was said and done, after he had already won, I wonder how many others. Should we go back and do an investigation to find out how many other transition teams / presidents coming in spoke to other nations? Seriously, it just gets outrageous after a while. The transition team felt that the Obama White House had completely abandoned any coherent foreign policy and had to fill the vacuum, the former official told Fox News. The purpose of the calls, according to the source, was just to assure the other nations that the incoming administration would be in place and not to overreact to last-minute actions by the Obama team. Isn't that terrible? Telling them to relax, take it easy, don't move too quickly because you really don't know what we're going to do. I know. You're going to say I'm sticking up for Trump. I'm not. I'm just saying, I understand when things are going that bad, that terribly wrong, that Trump, that the team would want to step in and say, hey, take a chill pill, grab a cup of coffee, have a cannoli, relax. We got a lot more coming up. We got a lot more coming up after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We're going to talk about tax reform, or bits and pieces of it anyway. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
We are back. You know, I said this. If you're not proud to be an American, what are you doing here? I'm sorry. I'm just having a hard time with some of you that want to keep telling me what a crappy country this is, the problems that we have. Look, you want to complain about some of the things we're doing, you probably have a right to. No, seriously. I'm not... We do have things about this country that are wrong. But we work on them on a regular basis to fix them. We don't keep them going. We don't ignore them. We work on them. And if you think that race relations in this country is worse... that we've gotten worse over the years instead of better, you are wrong. The only time it's gone really sideways is in the last 8 years, okay? And for those of you who love to call me and want to talk with me, and my friends who I know listen to the show at times that are on the left, and you keep wanting to ask me about race relations, I consider you smart people. Are you trying to tell me that race relations has gone sideways in less than a year? That Trump has done all this damage? Yet you're awful quiet about the economy. You're awful quiet about some of the relationships that Trump is fixing and rebuilding overseas. I know in your mind you don't think he's fixing anything. You think he's making it worse. Although I have noticed, though, that you haven't talked at all about the economy. You haven't talked at all about jobs. You haven't talked about all about any of that stuff. And, you know, frankly, I don't give Trump all the credit on it either. I think the fact that anybody shy of Hillary, you know, Mickey Mouse could have won the race. And as long as they were pro-business, I think that things would have turned around. Businesses are not going to hire. Businesses are not going to grow. They're not going to try to grow their companies. If they think that the only thing that you're doing when you come in or what you're trying to do is regulation, regulation, regulation. Look at California. The green state. The Dems run that. They own this place. They own good and bad. They own this place. Although they don't want to talk about the bad. But good and bad, they own this place. And you think about it. They've driven over 2,000 green companies, small and large, out of this state over the last 6 to 8 years. And they're in control. Aren't they like the eco freaks? They love trees. They want to do everything they can. No, but they put so many regulations in place that the grain companies can't survive here. And when they can't survive here, you know where they go? They go to Arkansas. They go to Arizona. No, not Arkansas, I'm sorry. They go to Arizona. They go to Texas. Where there aren't as many regulations on them. Yes, green companies who love the planet going to places where there aren't so many regulations, where they can actually make money, where they can actually put people to work. No payroll taxes going in the California coffers when it comes to green companies. Not a lot, anyway. Now, recognizing the popularity of the middle-class tax, how Democrats are trying to... And talking about, you know, crazy taxes, regulations, all that, the Dems now are trying to scare the bejesus, for lack of a better term, right, out of middle-class Americans with the tax bill. They're throwing all kinds of garbage out there to see what sticks to the wall. You know, we hate women, we hate old people, we hate kids, we hate clean water, we hate clean air. I mean, let's just get it on the table now so we don't have to deal with it later on. Democrats are desperate to derail long overdue tax relief that is heading to the Senate floor for a vote. Now, even if in doing so, they take money from the pockets of their own constituents. Think about it. You can't come up with a good argument unless you smoke a whole bunch of dope against allowing the hardworking Americans to keep more of their money. Right? But it hasn't stopped the Democrats. They're intent on denying President Trump a victory at any cost, and they don't care who they hurt. John McCain was like that. There's some of the other Republicans that are like that. They're so mad at Trump that they don't care who they hurt on their way out the door. Now, there was a CNN town hall earlier this week. Career politicians Bernie Sanders in Vermont, Marie Cantwell of Washington State, learned on shopworm Democrat talking points at the basis for their opposition to the tax bill. These included 5 points that pretty much make absolutely no sense. The tax bill is a tax increase on the middle class, but they can't prove it. Right? Raising taxes to the middle class is wrong. Now, recognizing the popularity of the middle class tax cut, Democrats are trying to use this bizarre world argument that the tax cut bill is actually a tax increase. And they cite a Tax Policy Center report claiming the bill would raise taxes on 87 million Americans. What the Democrats don't tell you is the Tax Policy Center is a project of a left-wing Brookings institution. So the Dems, going to their own source, using their own facts, funded by George Soros, it is a fact, it's not fantasy, are using those numbers and those claims to push back on Donald Trump, because I'm sure they're fair and balanced, right? Myth number two is the majority of the tax bill benefits go to the top 1% earners. That's from Senator Bernie Sanders, who's always been correct on these things, right? Like, we should be more like Venezuela. Democrats are trying to distract from the bill's middle-class tax relief by claiming most of the benefits go to the super rich. But in reality, the bill's really targeted to the middle class. In addition to middle-class provisions, right, the bill's relief for Main Street small businesses, right? Small businesses, like the one I used to own. Businesses earning less than $500,000. you got to really, you can't listen to the talking points. You got to go work it through yourself. Right? This will help the small businessman, not hurt him. The tax bill will grow the deficit by $1.4 trillion. Well, it's going to be between $1 and $1.4 trillion. But the thing I love about this is the Democrats actually found out how to spell the word budget. And then they looked it up and realized what it meant, because they had no problem growing the deficit by $10 trillion. And there would have been no stopgaps, no hold, no nothing, no stopping this if Hillary Clinton got in. And you're worried about $1.4 trillion. And that's not even, we're not even sure that's a real number, over 10 years. Right? $1.4 trillion over 10 years, $10 trillion over 8 years. Yeah, no problem with the one. That's why I said, you really don't understand what a budget is, do you? Not a clue. They say the tax credit won't, or the tax bill won't create economic growth. Of course not. Because Obama's way of handling it created so many jobs, right? Seriously. I mean, look at the numbers. Look at the real numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It will grow. People will get more work, and then they'll go out, they'll spend more money, and that will stimulate the economy. And the tax bill will cause 13 million people to lose health insurance. That's not true either. Look, when it comes to the health insurance issue, right, they're not forcing people to take health insurance anymore. Health insurance that doesn't work for them, hasn't worked from day one, actually has cost them more money. Didn't bother them when premiums doubled and tripled under their Affordable Care Act. That was not an issue for them. They're hypocrites. They're not honest. When we come back, Sal Polisi's going to join us, and he's going to prove to you and show you what I've been telling you for years. The mafia is not glamorous. It's not something you want to fool around with. It's not something you want to be part of. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being involved in the conversation. You know, if you want to get involved in the conversation, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do to get and do get involved. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Get off the couch. Get engaged. Get involved. And not just in a conversation, but in your life and what's going on in and around your community. So I have so much fun with these kind of interviews. I have Sal Polisi on the line with me. Sal will say has had a life experience in organized crime families in New York. His uncle introduced him to the mob life at an early age, and by the time he was 6, he'd go to crap games and handle wads of cash. When he was 20, he lost his sister, brother, grandfather, and godfather, and later assumed control over the gambling operations when his uncle went to prison. Sal, thanks for joining me today.
Fine. Great.
Hey, you know, Sal, it's funny. You and I were talking during the break, and I told you, you know, I grew up in Boston, and I grew up in the 70s when there was a lot of mafia activity right there in the north end of Boston where I was, and I'm sure in all around Boston. And it was the life at the time. It was almost glamorous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and I get so irritated growing up in and around it. I get so irritated at how TV glamorizes the mob life, and the stuff that I saw growing up was not glamorous in any way, shape, manner, or form. Did you have a glamorous life in the mob?
Well, I got to tell you this. You know, I'm much older than you are. In the 70s, I was in Lewisburg with the Boston guys, with Henry Hill, Gotti. They were all there. And I was only 28, 29. But back in the 50s, you got to remember, we didn't have the communication we have today. I said this to Larry King, I said it to Charlie Rose. Everything was secretive in the 50s. Listen, I'm not joking. The mob was secret. Hollywood was secret. Baseball players had a secret life. Washington, D.C. was secretive. Also, you know, nobody aired laundry out. So there was more of a fascination, and what became a fascination was really, in a strange way, everything seemed to be glamorous. I thought Hollywood was glamorous until I got there 30 years ago. It's not glamorous, it's corrupt. This is worse than the mob. The mob will kill you with a gun. Hollywood kills you with a pencil. The attorneys will rip you off. They'll take your socks off without taking your shoes.
Sal, how did you get involved in this? How did you actually get involved to become a mobster, to get involved in the mafia?
Well, you know, my uncle was deeply entrenched. And when I was a little kid, he took me out and taught me how to identify every car. I was 4 years old. It was 1949. I would know every car that passed the street where we lived in Brooklyn. Buddy would take me on, like, Friday afternoon and put me on a fender and make me name the cars, and the guys would gamble. And he would squeeze my knee when he wanted me to throw the bet. So we could suck him in. Everything he did was a con. My uncle was a great con artist. This guy was Italian, but he could speak Jewish. This guy flew into Hialeah with an airplane, with a helicopter. He did on the Empire State Building. He could make a hand look like a foot.
So, you know, you're growing up. You can name every car in the streets. You're moving up. You're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. I know that, you know, for me, you and I kind of joked a little bit, but there was a group of guys that would give me a bag and then a list of places to go, and I would pick up a little bag from every place, and I was to take it back to them when I'd done, and if I got back, I got a $5 bill and 2 Snickers bars, and I was very happy. And they would tell you, don't look at the bag. It's none of your business. Just pick it up and come back here. And I was happy doing that, you know? And then it started, you know, you got to be careful, though, right?
But, you know, that's the way it was, you know, like in the 50s, 60s, 70s. The mob lived off gambling, mostly gambling, loan sharking, the little theft at the docks or whatever. But once the drugs started to come in, Joe, it changed everything. What people don't really understand, when Coppola wrote those lines, when Puzo wrote those lines that the drugs would be the end of the mob, it was amazing the foresight he had, because I was living it, and the drugs took the mob down because the young guys wanted to be rich. They could buy and sell all of your mob guys. The young guys, I was making $30,000-$40,000 a week. Whatever, I never paid tax in my life. You know how much money that was in the 70s?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yep.
So the drug dealers, you know, would buy their membership into the mob, and all of a sudden it had no value. And that was the end. Then they got paranoid, like Henry. And, you know, he got paranoid. He thought they were going to kill him. Well, they probably were going to kill him. But the mobsters, the old bosses, said, look, if you deal drugs, we'll kill you. But they don't want to kill anybody because they were dealing with drugs.
Yeah.
They didn't want anybody dealing with drugs, you know, the lower echelon. They didn't want the Midians to deal drugs. They didn't want the lackeys to deal drugs. They wanted to deal with drugs themselves, Joe.
Well, all right, you say the drugs changed them big time, but there was a big change in I don't even want to use this word, but the integrity of people in the mafia from the 50s to the 70s. You know, like you were saying, they knew how to keep a secret. They knew how to keep out of the limelight. All of a sudden, you know, in the 70s, you're hearing about them all over the place, and it's almost glamorized. I mean, what was it, the young guys that decided it was okay now to talk about it?
No, it was a whole series of social changes in America. If you look back 40 years ago today, we had Roe versus Wade, Vietnam veterans coming home. We had abortion hanging out. We had, I mean, starting to have abortions. We had all kinds of things going on. You know, women were widows from all the Vietnam veterans. And there was, you know, entitlement programs beginning. And then you had Tricky Dick, who was the most corrupt president of the United States. People have no idea how corrupt this guy was.
Yep.
So we had all kinds of things happening. And don't think that the mob was, they were not immune to the social changes. Those social changes affected the mob just like they affected, you know, the politicians and the Catholic Church. If we look at it all, everything changed, Joe, in the 70s. Everything changed.
Jeez. Was you know, I've read some articles, not books, but I've read articles on how John Gotti brought a whole different look and feel to the mafia. He had a different way to run things. His attitude was just, you know, you whack them all, and that's how you take care of issues. I mean, did he bring...
Well, you know, I met John. I met John in 65, 66. He went to jail. When I opened the Sinatra Club in the fall of 71, Gene Gotti was my friend. I didn't even know John that well, but a couple of months later, he came out of prison in 72, January. He came to the Sinatra Club. He had already developed some clout among the mob guys as being a tough guy, but the public didn't know him. Well, a few months later, he set things in motion. He went and avenged Carlo Gambino's nephew, Manny Gambino, who I knew. He was kidnapped and murdered, and Gotti got the credit for killing the guys who did that. He wrote his own ticket. In the meantime, It's a slot club. He brought all kinds of guys in. Our club exploded. John was very charismatic, so we were very good friends between the 70, early 70s and all the way up to 80. Even up to 1980, I coached his kid on my football team, the one that was run over by the mini bike.
Oh,
so I was real close to John and Gene. We did business, we hung out, we went to nightclubs together, and things were changing, though. There was unauthorized murders, and it sounds like a strange thing to say. Authorized murders, yeah. In the mob, you had to go get permission to murder somebody.
Yep, yep.
Once that unauthorized murder started to take place, I knew it was the beginning of the end. I could see that happening in the mid-70s. And by 1980, things changed dramatically. In 85, when Gotti went and whacked Castellano, he wasn't authorized to do that.
No.
The other families hated him.
No, but it was, I mean, it seemed to be that the big thing in the 70s was you whack them before they whack you. The only way to move up was to get rid of them. And that does nothing but create that whole round robin, right? I mean, it really never stops because everybody sees the opportunity by whacking the guy in front of him. They can move up a notch.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Mostly, you know, but it wasn't just the power. It was a lot to do with money. And they were serving guys who were making money, and they were whacking out guys, you know, who interfered with their own little trust. Everybody had their own customers.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of it had to do with drugs. It was a lot different than Cocaine Cowboys in Florida, what happened down there. Just that the mob got away with a lot of stuff in New York because we all paid off law enforcement. We could pay off the local NYPD, but we weren't getting to the feds too often. What happened to Whitey was an anomaly up there. He got away with it because he had an FBI agent in his pocket. But that's Boston, not New York City. If Whitey Bulger was in New York City, they would have whacked him in 32 seconds, put two bullets in the back of his head and sent him to the next area code.
Listen, we're gonna head off for a break for a second. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air here. We'll talk about the Sinatra Club on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side. Not the wrong side, but the real side. Listen, get involved in the conversation. Head up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch the listen live, take the poll, get involved in the conversation, sign up for my email blast. Do something. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate. No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Not the right side. Not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being involved in the conversation. Again, head up on the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much going on up there. And sign up for my weekly email blast. I just give you information on what's coming up on the show, what's happening, so you can tune in and find out what's going on. I'm going to get right back. Sal Polisi's on with me right now, and he spent several decades of his life with organized crime families in New York. His uncle introduced him to a mob life at a very, very early age. And Sal, thanks so much for joining me today. I want to jump right into the Sinatra Club. You know, everybody, they, again, like you saw in Goodfellas and some of the other movies like The Godfather, these guys all own clubs or they own business establishments, and they make it look so glamorous. They make it look so nice. What was the Sinatra Club like?
I got shot by a cop in October of 71, and it was going to take about 2 months for me to heal, so I had my arm in a sling. I went over to visit Gotti's club. He was in jail, and the Fatico brothers, the two maid guys on the Gambino, ran it, and Jeannie was there, Gene Gotti. All the other guys were there that were hanging out. They had a little crew. And after I left there, it was with a friend of mine, a guy named Dominic Cataldo, a headband for the Columbos. And they said, that's a scummy-looking place. Why don't we open up a place and make it classy? What do you mean classy? I go, well, you know, they all mixed match chairs and stuff like that. We can get, you know, get a nice place, put some good poker tables in there. You know, real poker tables, I go. and we'll lock the door. We'll play all night. They got the door open, and they don't even have any gambling there. So, you know, a bunch of tin horns, sort of like. So I went right to a little place, and about a month or so later, three or four of us went in, and we opened it up. We told all our friends to come. On Monday nights, we'd collect all the bets from the, you know, for the week, for football. It was the fall, and we'd either pay or collect, whatever it was, straighten up, the bookmaking operation. And before you know it, we started playing on Monday nights, a little poker. Then we moved it to Friday night, and then we invited, like, legitimate guys, business people come in. Well, it was strange because we had a dollar table. Then we had a $5 table. Then we had a $10 table. And we played the first four of Texas Hold'em back then. Okay? It was like a New York style. It was Texas Hold'em. That was it. Better get out, you know? By the time Gotti came out of prison and came there, we had pots, $500,000, $2,000 pots. But wow. That wasn't the real the Sinatra Club. There was two other tables in the front, sort of like, you know, for the run-of-the-mill guys, the lackeys, you know? And all the drug dealers started coming down from Harlem. They had a lot of money. And by the end of the night, the only ones that made money, Joe, was the house. So we had a bucket. We had a trash bucket under the table, and all the chips would be there at the end of the night. Well, it was $3,000-$4,000 worth of chips. John Gotti was a terrible gambler. He said, let me borrow $500 from the house. So we give him the $500 out of the chips to cut. And by the end of the week, he owed $3,000-$4,000. So it was easy to make him a partner than try to collect the money.
I was going
to
say that. How do you go to God? You got to pay, right? What are you going to do to him?
Well, the guy I was with was a tough guy. He was a hitman. He was older than God. So they had respect for each other because our family was the Colombo family. Yeah. But he brought a lot of people there. So we just made him a partner. And once we made him a partner, he used to say, hey, yeah, come to Sinatra Club. I got a piece of the club. And that's the way it went down. I mean, we ran there for a couple of years. And, you know, I met my future partner there, Foxy Girodi. Tommy DeSimone, he was the guy that I robbed banks with and hijacked trucks. People think he was a short, little, squat guy like Pesci. Not so. Tommy was 6 foot tall, skinny, and he was a crazy killer. I mean, he was my friend, though. My first wife went to school with him. So we were close in the neighborhood. You know, Tommy was doing drugs. By the end of his life, you know, he was just too paranoid. He was killing people.
Sal, what got you out finally? When did you decide, hey, this is not going to end well?
Well, you know, I went to jail in 1974. I got 25 years for bank robbery. I manipulated the case because I was one floor over the cuckoo's nest, R.P. McMurphy, before they wrote the movie. I come out, I beat the case, never touched a gun again. My son Foxy was murdered by Tommy. Oh. And I'm going, I'm going to be a drug dealer. So I became a drug dealer in 1976. By the time 1980 came, I was tired of it, tired of the whole life, and I had a couple of $1 million. I went upstate New York. I built a recreation facility, a racetrack, and I wanted to get my kids out of New York because my sons were, you know, starting to go to high school. I spent a couple of $1 million over there, ran out of money, and went back, started dealing drugs again, got busted. Then my son came to visit me in prison, said, Dad, you know, you got a connection, why don't you just buy this case? When he went out of the visiting room, I went back to my cell. I go, I got to end this. This has got to stop because he's going to follow the rest of these kids into the life,
yeah.
Just like John Gotti Jr. And I made a phone call and I slipped. I went to the other side, never went back.
Wow. And that's, you know, that's scary. No, I remember as a kid in the 70s, you know, my dad would have some conversations. My grandfather would have, you know, and you were a kid. You listen to everything. And people looking to get out and they're going, you know what, you don't get out. It's just that simple. You just don't get out. And so I give you a lot of credit for making the move. I know people would call you, you know, people on the other side would call you a rat. I think you did the right thing, but that's my own personal opinion.
I got to tell you real quick, when I decided to flip, I was working undercover for the FBI, and it took 5 months before I could tell my older son. It took him for a ride. When I got to a wooded area upstate New York, I said, look, this is what I'm doing. He scratched his head. He didn't say a lot, but years later he told me, you know what, Dad? All our lives, from little kids, you told us never rat on your friends, and we couldn't believe you did that. In the beginning, we thought it was the most terrible thing you ever did. Yeah. But in the long term, it really worked out. They got to college, they played football, they got married, they got families. I mean, I got two older sons, 43 and 46, I think, our first-class lives. And then I went and did it again, and I got a 21-year-old daughter and an 18-year-old son who are in college now. So, you know, I went ahead and had a family. I left the mob. I left crime. But I didn't leave my creativity. You know, you could take the animal out of the jungle, but the jungle is still this animal. And till this day, I'm trading, buying, selling. I'm moving and shaking every day, just like I did in the mob. Only thing is, it's all legal.
Well, yeah, my wife gets a kick out of the fact how I move stuff and I buy stuff and I sell stuff. You know, you find people who need things and you go find those things they need and you make a deal, right? And we're used to, I grew up with that, obviously you did too, only like you say, it's all legal stuff, it's not the illegal
right.
stuff. So there's a rumor going around that you may open the Sinatra Club again or try.
That's true. Where did you hear this?
It's a little sheep that sent me an email on you told me.
Wow, you know, I've got a group of businessmen, and it's amazing. They just signed a great noted director-writer, guy who wrote The Sandlot, Radio Flyer, Beethoven. The guy's name is Dave Mickey Evans. I know him about 15 years. I think we're going to open a mystery mafia theater.
Well, that's cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I want to be
in Vegas. It's going to seat 100 people. And in the beginning, we thought it was just going to be a dinner theater, but now television's interested in this thing.
Wow.
So that may become episodic television, and it will be streamed.
Well, you know, if you think about that, what was that game show, Clue? And then it went, I mean, that did very well. I can't imagine this wouldn't do well. You know, I just can't imagine. People love this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know? It's right across from the Mob Museum. I think that's where it's going to be.
Well, let me ask you, all right, so this whole story is retold in the book Sins of the Father, right? And where does one find that book?
Well, Sins of the Father was re-released. That was a 1989 Simon Schuster. It's on Amazon. And then Sinatra Club, that's also on Amazon. So, you know, both the books are, you know, Simon Schuster books. The first one was written by a guy named Nick Taylor. He always knew there was another story, so he introduced me to a guy named Dougherty.
Right.
A guy named Steve Dougherty, terrific journalist. He covered the Rock and Roll Beat for 35 years of People magazine. And we collaborated to write the Sinatra Club. We spent 2 years doing it. Great writer, editor, good friend of mine now. And so that's how the Sinatra Club was born. Of course, I did the movie, you know, 2 years before the book came out.
And we'll put your book, we're going to put it up on Bookstore, The Sinatra Club, My Life Inside the New York Mafia. We're also going to link to your SalvatorePolisi.com site. There's a lot going on there. We're going to have you on. I'm going to have you on more because I talk about the mafia on a regular basis. I talk about how people try to glamorize it in movies, and you know what? They don't really know what it was like.
It never was glamorous. I got to tell you real quick. It took me a long time to admit that. In a strange way, if you're doing drugs, I mean, not me, if you're taking drugs, you're an alcoholic, you're a gambler, anything that you do that's dysfunctional, self-sabotaging, okay, or self-destructive, you find a way to justify it, okay?
Yep.
So I justified my life in crime, but I had other issues, you know. I had this departure. I had, you know, people dying on me, people getting killed. I really thought, I think back, I had a death wish when I was young. And I went to counseling about 6 years ago. I got it all. So there was nothing glamorous about that life. It only appeared to be glamorous. It's like if you're in Kansas and you're driving down that yellow road and you're going to Hollywood, you go, oh, Hollywood's glamorous. Yeah, we'll get there and see how long it's going to take to make a movie.
Sal, great having you on.
For clarity, the mafia is not glamorous. Okay, are we clear? Are we clear on that? Do I have to really explain that to you again? Look, got a great show. Great show. Always have a great show coming up for you. Got a lot more coming up after the break. We've got David Fisher's going to join us tonight, and Bill Federer. We haven't had him on for a long time, so Bill Federer will be with us because we're talking about American history and a lot more. Look, don't go far. Hang out because seriously, you're going to learn something tonight. All right? I know you're going to learn something tonight. And yes, I don't have mafia ties. Please do not send me emails. You guys love to do this to me. Don't send me emails. And say, Joe, I didn't know your family was in the mafia. Hey, you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?